Hello everyone and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Given the new college football champions, the Ohio State Buckeyes, for this week's Throwback Thursday segment, we're going to hang out with former Patriot Mike Vrabel. He spent some time off the football field reading to kids in Ohio. Check it out.
All right, guys, we have a very special visitor today. He used to play for the Ohio State Buckeyes, and now he plays for the Patriots. Let's all clap for Mike Vrabel.
Thanks, guys. Farmer Brown has a problem. His cows like to type all day long. He hears click, clack, moo, click, clack, moo, click, clack, moo.
10 years ago, Ryan Miller, a guy I played with at Ohio State, and Luke Fickell, we wanted to do something after we got out of school. And so we started the Second and Seven Foundation, and we wanted to isolate our efforts to literacy, to kids and reading and books and getting back into the schools. And so we only had enough money the first year raised to buy seven second grade school classes books. So we came up with Second and Seven, ties in with the football. Down and distance also ties into where we started.
In the background, he heard the cows busy at work. Click, clack, boom! Click, clack, boom! Click, clack,
We wanted to do something different. We wanted to target kids. We knew that our strength and what we had done at Ohio State when we were doing these things and doing the Right to Read Week was getting into the schools. And we saw that, you know, we could relate well with kids, and kids like seeing, you know, athletes come in and talk to them. We realized how important that the literacy thing was. The more research we did and looking at it and studying it, we realized that second grade was just a big transition area. I try to get to these kids early, give them a great base.
Hey, buddy, how are you? You want to help me read? Okay. Here we go. We're reading Emma Jean's Antlers.
Every kid has a favorite book, so I usually, you know, this is a treat for them, for me to come in there, or our, you know, the kids that come from Ohio State. It's a treat for those kids, so I usually let the kids in the classroom pick. And you know, I mentioned Ohio State and the athletes. We've partnered up with them, and they'll, you know, we send, you know, student athletes out, whether it be from the gymnastics team, the lacrosse team, cheerleading, you know, football, right on down the line. They will come out and represent the Second and Seven Foundation and read to these kids, because this program, you know, runs throughout the year. You know, when I do these, you know, and back in Columbus, you know, now Andrew, I represent, you know, myself, but also the Patriots, and then, you know, what a lot of these kids can relate to in Columbus, you know, is Ohio State. So, you know, that's why we like to try to tie into Ohio State, and they love seeing the kids come out and talk to them and read to them.
After dinner, Imogene practiced her piano lesson. Then, yawning, she folded her music, kissed the family, and went to bed.
We're proud to say that we are going to be releasing a new book next year, a second grade book that we wrote, that our foundation wrote, had illustrated. And the first book is The Hog Mollies and the Pickle Pie Party. You know, this is our first book. You know, we're going to work out the kinks. We think it's great. We think the illustrator's great. But it's written on a second grade level. You know, so every time we go out and the Second Seven is represented, you know, they'll hand that book out. I think they go away with a free book. You can take it home. They can read it. They can read it to a younger brother, a younger sister. So I think we're on to something. You know, I'll get a big smile when I go in and read to the kids. I get an understanding, I think, of different kids and how they learn at different stages. Kids read and pick things up at different levels, just like, you know, professional football players. It may take one guy one year to develop, and it may take another guy 4 years. So just for the satisfaction of just going out there and watching kids, you know, enjoy getting a book, enjoy getting an autograph, you know, it's fun.